We've got a project that's setting up to the school teacher's husband isn't a fisherman to be able to handle that, and they're trying to set up an experience and mussels. In the meantime, I guess he's going on stern man for some. There's those long winters, and you lose them the next spring. You don't hear very much when they go.
I was talking to David Lunt, and he said that they had a few people that had been there a little. Actually, buys one of those houses. They built, how many houses did they build? Five or something?
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And until they actually, it's one thing to come there and rent. He said, right now the town's paying, you know, their taxes are paying for these people because they're paying the loans on building the houses.
Yeah.
And they're just, you know, barely getting back from the renting. He said, but he said, it's going to take one of the house to feel that they've really committed.
Do you know that dude that went out there, his wife was a...
They went to Isla Ho, didn't they?
Yeah, they went to Isla Ho. But then they came back.
Yeah.
I was asking, his father-in-law is Donnie McVeigh.
Right.
I was asking him, he don't even know where he... You know, he moves around, so
right.
I don't know what he's doing.
He didn't have anything
now
to say.
Yeah.
Kind of shook his head about duty.
Yeah.
Well, I never could understand that setup. Now,
Stallone
and his wife never even recognized the kids they had. Belonging to the family, to all their own grandchildren.
Oh,
of course, he went around looking like a bear.
Well, yes, he was one of the first hippies on Commercial Street.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Shots in the summer.
What I'd like to know is how they can make the whiskers stand out straight away from their face.
I've wondered about that myself.
He's wearing shorts. Time later they hauled me into the hospital. They're still in there running around looking for Gary McVeigh. I don't know what you want to find him, nobody else wants to. Me first, there was a whole row of us there, emergency. When she went by me, she had a hole. In the seat of her pants, about that much of us sticking out right from the middle, right out to one side, sticking out through
that
hole.
That's true. I saw
well, you. I was looking around to get a better look, and by my dad, one of them hot monitors on me. This woman that was running them things, come in there, eyes bugged out as big as your fist. She said, I thought you died. Well, I pulled some of them wires off me, you know, and shut the thing off. And then Roger Burley was in looking for him. I don't know if they found him or not.
That's quite a thing, actually. If you're not too sick, it's a good place to go.
You can have a lot of fun.
Well, Ted probably wants to get back to his purpose here.
Did you ever know that Carlson run that fish meal place in Rockland?
Carlson.
C-Pro? You know, I had him for a roommate. He's a man about in his 50s, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
We got to get into the topic because Ted will have to go back.
Well, he can stay. They can
stay in their own room. Well, it ain't always easy.
No, the other way, but I had to get there at 12:30. I had to do errands along the way. We had to go. We went and found Chuck.
Well, I've got magic markers and three colored pens, and
what are you
going to
do?
I'm
going to
try.
Bogus checks.
Where's fishing elsewhere?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you fellas to mark areas where, if you will, to mark areas where you saw spawn fish, ripe fish. Now, there's no way on earth of telling whether that's the exact location where they spawn, but it's a good bet that if the eggs were ripe, that must be the area that they were in. There's handy to it.
Yeah.
And those are the places nobody knows about. And game to give it a look-see?
Well, it's like you say, if the whatever percentage of them are ripe, a small percentage are probably en route to this. But if they're a big percentage of them are ripe, they're pretty apt to be where they're going to drop them.
Yeah.
And we all know up by the Cape there. And probably Ray and them can tell you it better than I could there.
It's ruined to have it. I think that's where it is, right there. Now, Walker going fishing, he came over my house one day and he had a bushel basket. He stood the car and put in his freezer. Well, he cut two bushels, he said, get trying to whittle in on them things. How hard up he was, and like to have fish and stuff like that. I tried to give them to him, and he said that.